Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 134 on October the 3rd, 2020. I'm your host, Eric. And in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Workhorse Group, Gap Inc., and Bed Bath & Beyond. Then we discuss three new trades on MBAC Financial Group, Pinterest, and Comcast. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show, or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C. @theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, the U.S. equity markets managed to finish a little bit higher this week after a tougher day on Friday following the president's coronavirus diagnosis. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 508 points this week, closing at 27,682 points. The S&P 500 Index picked up 50 points, ending at 3,348 points. Now it's time for the topic of the week, and this week, really, I have a request instead of a topic to discuss. So I've covered a number of things, but I really want to make sure that you're hearing the show that you really want. I can speak on any number of topics, and I can certainly keep selecting topics to speak about. And thank you, of course, for all of those of you who have written to me and thanked me about some of the things I discussed recently, like the rolling trades last week. But I really would like to know what questions you guys have about option trading. So send me your questions. Ask a question, just email it to me, and let me know what's on your mind, and the best part is you might have it answered on the next few podcasts. So you can email it. Of course, my email is eric@theweeklyoption.com, or you can go to theweeklyoption.com and just enter your question and on the contact page, and that will come right into my inbox as well. Let's go ahead and discuss the review from last week's trades. We're going to start off with that covered call on Workhorse Group. Symbol W as in whiskey, K as in kilo, H as in hotel, S as in Sierra. At the time, the stock was finished for $24.81, and we looked at buying stock and selling the October 25 call at $3.60, hoping for a maximum return of 15.28% in 3 weeks. Well, Workhorse Group stock fell $1.19 per share this week, finishing at $23.62 per share on Friday. The call that we sold lost $1.80, leaving us with a net profit of 61 cents on the trade. Now, we know that we want one of two things to happen to this trade. We either want stock to go above $25 per share, or we want to have the option that we sold, that call option, expire worthless so that we can keep the full premium and possibly sell another option against it next month. Now, you could actually close this trade for a 61 cent profit, or you can roll the strike of the call down to the 24 strike in October. That would actually lower your upside by 2.5%. I think your maximum return at that point would be about 12.5%. And at the current level, the call option you sold looks like it's going to finish out of the money, with the stock staying above our break-even point of $21.21. So I would actually leave this trade as is, especially if the stock goes a little bit higher. If it does go higher, but not all the way to $25 per share, that's great, because we'll just get to sell another call against the stock next month and look for a similarly high return for that month as well. So not having this fully play out in the money can be great, because it'll give us the opportunity to sell another call option against the same stock, which is ultimately going to increase your maximum return on the money that you've outlaid to buy the stock and sell the calls. So all in all, that's what I would look to do. Let's move on to the credit spread. We looked at Gap, Gap Inc., symbol G as in golf, P as in Papa, S as in Sierra. Stock at the time was $16.29 per share. I looked at selling that October 16 half 17 call spread at 17 cents, which gives give us a maximum possible loss of 33 cents per spread. Now, Gap stock rose $2.18 per share, closing at $18.35 on Friday. The out-of-the-money call spread we sold is now fully in the money, and we have essentially reached our maximum loss of 33 cents per spread. So that's not always good. Now, you do have the option of closing the spread and locking in the loss, or just leaving it open until expiration. Now, by leaving it open, you still have a chance that the stock will go lower and the spread will decrease in value prior to expiration, which ultimately would lower your the loss that you've sustained. Now, you could also lower your maximum loss by closing the spread now, then selling the October 18, 17 half put spread at 12 cents and the October 18 half 19 call spread at 18 cents for a total of 30 cents collected. Now, stock finishes between $18 and $18.50 per share. You get to keep the full 30 cents, which would lower your current 33 cent loss down to only a 3 cent loss, right? Now, if stock, of course, moves quite a bit higher or lower, so if it moves to either side of the trade and either side finishes in the money, you'll lose another 20 cents. But here's why that's better. I'm going to walk you through the math. So right now, you've lost 33 cents this week, but you would actually gain 30 cents next week by selling that Iron Condor, the call spread and the put spread. So at that point, your new loss is only 3 cents. If the trade goes against you, the most you could lose is another 20 cents. So that means your total loss is only 23 cents if you make the adjustment, whereas right now it's 33 cents. Like, it's ultimately good risk management to make the adjustment. Of course, at this point, there's no way for you to make a profit. But in the best case scenario, if you were to sell the additional spreads, you will have turned a 33 cent loss into a 3 cent loss. That is a win in my book. In the worst case scenario, of course, your 33 cent loss turns into a 23 cent loss. So either way, the math works out. That's good math by my book, and it makes sense to go ahead and close out this trade, take the 33 cent loss, and then look to sell that Iron Condor, which is ultimately going to lower both your loss today and your maximum possible loss on the spread or on the trade in general. So that's it. If you guys didn't follow that or need an additional explanation, just email me and I can walk you through or send you a numerical example so that it becomes very clear for you. And then our last trade for the review last week was on Bed Bath & Beyond, symbol B as in Bravo, B as in Bravo, B as in Bravo, Y as in Yankee. So at the time, the stock was trading for $14.53 per share. I looked at buying the October 14, 14 half call spread, paying 32 cents for the spread, and that can give us a maximum gain of 18 cents or 56.25% return in 3 weeks. Well, Bed Bath & Beyond stock grew $6.07 this week, ending the week at $20.60 per share. The in-the-money call spread we bought is now worth 50 cents, so it's fully maxed out, which leads to a profit of 18 cents per spread for us, or that 56.25% return on our capital in 1 week. So with a win like this, clearly there are no adjustments needed. And that wraps up the review from last week's trades. We only have two more weeks left before October expiration on October the 16th. This will be our last week with new October trades. Just remember that these trades that I'm about to present are actually a little bit riskier, mostly because we have a limited time frame available to make any adjustments in this current expiration month. So once we get within that last week, it really is hard to alter the trade and have it be something that either locks in profit or reduces risk. So let's start with these new trades. We're going to start off as usual with the covered call. I'm looking at MBAC Financial Group, symbol A as in Alpha, M as in Mike, B as in Bravo, and C as in Charlie. The stock ended the week at $13.58 per share. I'm looking at buying that stock and selling the October 15 call at 35 cents, which can give us a maximum return of about 13% in 2 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying MBAC stock for $13.58 per share and selling the October 15 call at 35 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $15 per share, and the break-even price on the trade is $13.23. Now, in real terms, the stock purchase would require $1,358, and you would collect $35 for selling the option. Our next trade on the week is a credit spread. Looking at Pinterest, symbol P as in Papa, I as in India, N as in November, S as in Sierra. The stock ended the week at $43.82 per share, and I'm looking at selling the October 43 half 43 put spread at 16 cents, and that can give us, of course, a maximum loss of 34 cents per spread. Now, you enter this trade by selling the October 43 half put at $1.85 and concurrently buying the October 43 put for $1.69. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread. And this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay above $43.50 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $43.34. Now, in real terms, you would receive $16 per spread that you sell and have a maximum of $34 at risk. And then our final trade on the week is a debit spread. I'm looking at Compass, corporate class A stock, symbol C as in Charlie, M as in Mike, C as in Charlie, S as in Sierra, A as in Alpha. Now, you enter this trade by buying the October 44 half call for $1.22 and concurrently selling the October 45 call at 90 cents. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay above $45 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $44.82 per share. And in real terms, you will pay $32 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is $18 per spread. So that's it for the week. Thank you guys so much for listening and tuning in. Thank you for sharing this show with your friends. My numbers continue to grow, and I really appreciate that because I put a lot of work into the show, and it's a lot of fun to have you guys listen and respond via email. I am behind on uploading my YouTube videos, so do forgive me on that, but I'll be catching up with those pretty soon. Again, share your questions with me. I'd love to answer your option questions. I'm sure I'm not the only person who has questions about trading options. In fact, it took me quite a while to understand options, and that's sort of the way we used to do it on the floor of the exchange. You would learn all of the ideology, the theory behind option pricing and option trading. And that was sort of the start. Your next step was to go down on the floor of the exchange and start speaking, start pricing spreads, because it was open outcry. And you really did learn on your feet. Occasionally you make a bad trade and it might cost you a little bit of money, but that's okay because in the grand scheme of things, let's say you make 100 trades a week and on one or two of them, you screwed up the price. Well, those errors start to become less because you really start to hate losing money. And ultimately, you learn how to hedge. You learn how to think about options. You start understanding your synthetic option positions. You start looking at some of these trades like I'm looking at them and figuring out how to correct a loss, how to make a winner even better. And so it's just such a useful skill. And I can't harp enough on my belief that every investor should absolutely understand options trading. Derivatives are not hard, but they do require a little bit of extra thought. But you guys who follow along with me on this show, you're already on top of it. You make these sort of decisions every week. You get to hear my decision process. And I also welcome you guys. You know, if you ever say, you know, Eric, I don't like the way you would have handled that particular spread or that particular trade. I think you should have handled it this way. I'm a big boy. Feel free to reach out, email me. I've actually gotten on the phone with some folks as well because I love talking about option trades. I love trading in general. So if you guys love trading too, I'm sure we could end up being friends. So that's it for this week. I hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. And as usual, happy trading. Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.